Good morning to you all, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I am not typically a fan of flavored coffee, but this time of year, I must admit that seasonal coffee is a treat. I've tried different brands over the years, but the holiday names always seem to sound better than they taste. But my daughter shared a cup of Starbucks pumpkin spice recently, and I must recommend it. This one is good. Now, to business. This morning, we turn to John 13, 34 through 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. In these verses, Jesus is telling us who and how and why to love. Love everyone and love like he loves us. The question is, can we love everyone the way the Lord showed us? Sadly, we seem to have a hard time doing that. Perhaps initially we would all answer, certainly, I love everyone. But if we step back, away, and observe, we may change our answer to that question. Do they see our behavior as we think they do? On my walks in the park up the street from my home, what a lovely example I see of God's vision of the diversity of the human race, making progress and getting along. On any given day, I may pass an older Chinese couple, an East Indian couple, the woman walking several steps behind, dressed in a lovely traditional sari. I have friends, made friends, with a lovely lady from Ethiopia and another from Romania, and a Japanese businesswoman. I've watched a family listening to Latin music and speaking Spanish as they cooked out on one of the grills next to a pavilion decorated for a birthday party. Then I may see children. And one day I will see two on small bikes and one in a stroller pushed by their African-American parents. I have heard folks speaking what I think is Russian, German, and French, and various Asian languages. There are those with a Midwestern accent, some who are clearly from the North, and rarely, but once in a while, a true Southern drawl. All these folks pass each other and smile and speak or nod in recognition of another who is a different color, speaks a different language, came from a different culture and is enjoying a day in the park. Simple ways of loving. On any given day, there will be a group of men of many different colors playing noisy game of soccer, a diverse group of girls practicing lacrosse, and another group of men playing cricket, something I've only seen on TV before. Now, folks, that is a snapshot of heaven. As a young teen growing up in a small Georgia town, surrounded by acres of family farms, the community and surrounding farms were made up of whites, blacks, and one Jewish family. I remember quite clearly the Saturday when the migrant workers came to town for the very first time. My young preteen friends and myself were literally fascinated by these folks, whose coloring and language was so different from what we had ever seen. They were rock stars to us. Our parents, on the other hand, were relieved when these temporary visitors moved on. So as you can tell, I grew up in a world in which I could not imagine that I would one day be experiencing the diversity of the world while walking in the community park. This is wonderful. I am privileged to have the world in my backyard. It is not always easy for we humans to adjust to sharing our world with those that are different from us. We all, no matter where we come from, like the comfort of being with the familiar. Loving the way the Lord loves us takes time and effort. It requires a loving spirit, respect, patience, and trustworthiness, as well as other traits. But as evidenced by the friendly behavior of folks in the park, we are learning to work together, share our lives and neighborhoods, and our children are going to school together and playing together without the fears that often hold us, we adults, back. Have you considered all the cultures and backgrounds in the TNC community? Dwell on that fact for a moment. We are diverse, yet we share love. Love for the Lord. Love, care, concern, joy, and prayer with each other. If we can love each other at TNC, certainly we can love in our larger community. This reality should give us all hope and optimism for this city, this free and diverse country that is ours to share. I would think that the picture of folks at the park is a picture of what our future can be. Such a community must put a smile on the Lord's face. I hope these thoughts have given us all some things to think about. How do we love? Do we put restrictions on who we love? Have we considered how we demonstrate the love of our Lord to everyone without fear or reluctance? Please pray with me. Lord, you have been clear of your expectation for us and what message you want others to receive through our behavior. Forgive us when we fall short and urge us to reflect you in our lives with others. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.